Victor Alpha 7 XM, Victor Echo 7 TG.
Tango Golf XM, you're on the base.
I'm on the base, the UHF side.
As am I.
I had to leave the car the moment somebody asked you a question. What was the answer?
Oh, he wanted to know if he got my call correctly on sideband, because he had to relay me.
Oh, no. Oh, that's terrible. Couldn't get straight in. And that was to ROX?
No, that was to NRC. RX is a one-on-one. He was way down. I could make him out, but I really had to play with the dials to do it.
Yeah, I had to turn on my preamp. I couldn't hear him at all in the beginning. At least I didn't recognize whoever it was, so I turned my preamp on and, oh, there's his voice. It was him, so he must have been running less power than he normally does, because he's somewhere around 7S units, even when I turn on a preamp, but not this time. He was quite diminished.
Well, I heard, that's my HF going nuts. I heard NRC and LZW just fine, but ROX was way down. My noise level was almost zero, so it's a good thing, because he was only coming in about one. And I was being very conservative on my power. I don't want to push it, being that new to this radio.
Yeah, for sure. You got to test your boundaries slowly, not all at once.
Yeah, I could have probably cranked it all the way up and made a difference, but I didn't want to do that. I only went up to about half.
Well, I was pumping 90, but I had my audio wide open, and I turned my processor off.
Oh, maybe that was it. I had the processor on.
Yeah, I don't really find I need it in the 2-meter range. In the HF range and in 10 meters, absolutely. It's almost always on. I don't think I ever turn it off. But then I also turn up the power.
Yeah, my HF, I know that radio well. I just run it cranked.
Oh, say it again. I didn't hear that.
So on my HF radio, I know that one radio well. I just run that thing full blast.
Yep, you can never have enough power.
Well, they went off to 6 meters, and I'm waiting for them to come on to 10. I can't go on 6 right now because it's still on the radio up and running, but just waiting, and I'm hearing a little noise in there, so maybe they're coming on.
Oh, I'm upstairs. I don't worry about running around. My 6-meter, too, is hanging off the back of my shed in the horizontal right now. Don't have space for it.
Yeah, I don't even have a 6-meter antenna up. I've got the 10, but I can tune it. I've tuned it up before and it worked okay. But I'm going to be swapping it out when I get the 6 back. I'll put up the proper 6-meter antenna.
Yep, that's what I've got. Same idea. Only I just don't have it up. Half the time, I don't worry about it. It's all about the antenna, right? It's an okay antenna, probably better off closer to or higher up, or even with a ground plane kit. This one doesn't have one.
Well, mine's got a ground plane kit. I'm going to tweak the tune on it a little bit. I'm going to bring it down a little more solidly into the sideband range. I've got it trimmed a little high, so I was trying to do best of both worlds for FM and sideband, but I'm going to bring it down solidly into the sideband range when I get that radio back running.
Oh, good view. Yeah, well, the whole idea is to take down my 5/8 for 10 and, tear it down and rebuild it and make sure everything is working and retune it right in the center of 10.
Right in the center of the total 10 band or the 10 sideband area?
No, total 10 meter band, right in the center. But first we got to make sure it's not shorting out anywhere.
Yeah, mine's, what I got right now is probably a little low on the 10 band. It's, the UHF side, or the USB side is just fine, but I got to give my tuner a real workout to make the FM work.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Mine's set a little low, too. Since I'm going to service it, might as well retune it, right?
And just for the hell of it, I'm going to see if I can, let's do this soon. Let's see if I get any repeaters right now on 10. No repeater, no repeater activity right now.
Yeah, too late in the evening. In the height of the day, with all the electronics that are going on in the world.
Yeah, when the sun's up, you know, before 3 p.m., it starts to fade then, but before 3 p.m., those repeaters, you know, when they're coming in, they're right off the end of the scale.
And then you got a great location.
Yeah, what was it called? MMX or MXX? I got it written down here somewhere. The one in Ontario. It's amazing. They must be running some serious power on that thing.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. To get it over here and be nice and clear and peak in full scale.
Yeah, there it is. It's VE3MMX. And I was talking to a couple of gentlemen on it, and they were both down in the States. So all three of us were way over the horizon. And it was really coming through solid. And I've talked to a couple of guys on it that are local, but they're on the 2-meter side. It's a pretty impressive machine.
Nice. Is there a website on it? Maybe they got pictures like the Utah station.
You know what? Time to Google. I think I wouldn't be surprised if they do.
Yeah, you get a look at what they got. Like, Utah is pretty fancy stuff down there.
says it also has a full-time link to Hartsville, South Carolina. That's interesting.
Must know somebody down there, maybe, or somebody else that put up the other half of the money.
There's a video of some guy talking to him, and he's on a 2510.
Oh, that's funny. Nice. Is that on their website?
No. I just Googled it, the call sign, and a couple of YouTubes came up. And one of the guys on the YouTube is running an old HR2510. I haven't seen one of those in years.
I got the manual downstairs. Unfortunately, somebody else thought I shouldn't have the radio anymore.
You too. Yeah, I had one for about a week.
Yeah, it's about, no, I think maybe I had mine a month. It wasn't the, as far as I know, it wasn't somebody specifically looking for that radio, because they stole the whole car. I got the car back, just not the radio.
Oh, I'm sure somebody targeted the radio, because I had the 449 in the car for ages before it, and then about a week after putting it in, it was gone. So I just did. And so I put the 449 back in. I still have the 449.
Yeah. The world sucks. I had one of those. Fun radio. And the Cobra 148 GTL. Yeah, another fun radio.
Oh, I remember when you had that one. Yeah, and then I had a little bit of foot warming going on.
Yeah, I had that too. Palomar sitting in the trunk on that 7-foot skip shooter. Man, was that thing ever rocking in 10. Especially when you're on top of Burnaby Mountain.